from soil organic carbon stocks to MRV-compatible indicators, a methodological pathway for tropical forest plantations, by Victor Meza Picado, Froilan Argaitis Garcia, Edwin Esquivel Segura, German Obando Vargas, Diego Barantes Salas, and Arturo Ureña Sanchez.
Abstract.
Introduction. Soil organic carbon, ZOC, remains weakly integrated into forest carbon offset schemes because SOC changes are spatially variable, slow to detect, and methodologically demanding to verify. Objective. To examine SOC stock variation across a short rotation operational chronosequence, and to develop a preliminary methodological pathway for MRV-oriented forest soil carbon accounting. Methodology. This study used Galena arborea ROXB plantations in northern Costa Rica as an empirical case. Carbon concentration was determined at 0 to 30 centimeters depth in plantations aged 0, 3, and 6 years. SOC stocks were then calculated by integrating C concentration, bulk density, sampling depth, and coarse fragments. Stock changes were annualized and converted into potential CO2e equivalences using the 44/12 stoichiometric factor. Results. Mean SOC stocks increased from 72.8 TC/ha at baseline to 83.4 TC/ha in 6-year-old coppice-managed plantations, corresponding to apparent annual rates of 1.73 to 1.77 TC/ha year, and potential CO2e equivalences of 6.4 to 6.5 TCO2e ha year. Given the exploratory design, chronosequence comparison, and limited independent replication, these estimates should not be interpreted as verified removals or marketable credits. Conclusions. The main contribution of this article is a conservative MRV pathway that distinguishes C concentration, SOC stock, apparent stock change, annualized rate, potential CO2e equivalents, and verifiable carbon credits. This framework can guide future pilots seeking to integrate forest soils into carbon accounting systems under stronger baseline, uncertainty, additionality, permanence, leakage, and independent verification requirements.